Welcome to Adventures in the Spirit with Jared Lasky, a podcast that is not just information, but impartation and activation. This podcast offers supernatural conversations that will encourage and equip you to live the Spirit-empowered life. Fireborn Ministries exists to see Jesus awaken this generation to the power of the Holy Spirit. Listen in to this powerful and encouraging conversation and share this episode of Adventures in the Spirit with Jared Lasky.
Well, I'm so excited to be here. Thank you so very much. It's an honor and a pleasure to be on your program. I'm excited. How about you?
Yes, definitely. And so I want to hear about like all of the things that you do. So why don't you tell me what you do? And then I want to get into how you even got there.
What I do? Well, I am not a jack of all trades. Maybe I'm trying to figure out what I want to do when I grow up. I'm currently a minister of the gospel. I'm a videographer for a friend of mine. I'm a producer, podcaster, author. I've done some private military contracting, military and things like that. But so I love Jesus completely, but I'm doing a lot of different things in the sphere of media, the world of media, especially podcasting. And you know this, once you get into content creation, you have to create more content and you start getting more ideas. You get e-courses, you make videos, long form, short form, downloadable PDFs, and doors open for you to work for other people. I produced, I don't know how many different podcasts, edited, you know, and currently on a political campaign for my friend as his videographer. So I'm excited for that.
Well, that's going on. So how did you get into videography?
Yeah, that's a great question. Videography, when I was a teenager, I wasn't really serving the Lord like I should have been. But, you know, I grew up in the Christian church and you're influenced by Steven Spielberg. He got Indiana Jones, George Lucas, Star Wars, all those things. Steven Spielberg had just won a bunch of awards and he was kind of a hero of mine. And I wanted to be a movie director. So I'd actually went to a community college as a 16-year-old just for one class to learn how to write screenplays. But then Jesus got a hold of my life when I was 17 and 18 years old. And the dream that I had to be a movie director or screenwriter got tabled just for other things, Bible college, Marine Corps, marriage, a bunch of other things. But it wasn't until I started podcasting early on, actually when I was a youth pastor in 2011 through 2015, I'd hit or miss drop some audio into this place called Apple, right?
Into that's early
what podcasting
on.
Is. So I could still find some of those old teachings on there early on, but it wasn't consistent. It wasn't until about 2019, I was a DJ for a Christian radio station in Virginia Beach. And my wife eventually was like, Jared, you should podcast. You know what that is? I said, I know what that is. I dropped audio years ago. She's like, what? And so just with a laptop and a Blue Yeti and using Audacity at that time, started interviewing my friends. And then it blew up. I mean, rebranded in 2020 as Adventures in the Spirit with Jared Lasky, have had probably almost 500,000 downloads. Started season 5 now, just this January of 2024. And in time, just with all that stuff and my prior Marine Corps stuff, God opened doors to add to the ministry, add to the podcasting. My wife directed e-courses, I went to film school with YWAM. I'd attended YWAM 25 years ago for a year before college. And then almost 3 years ago now, went to film school for 3 months and
made I didn't even know film. They did that. Wow.
They do everything. they have a lot of schools, healthcare, media, all kinds of different things, training people to be missionaries, but also to impact the different areas of society. I didn't do their internship because I was the older guy and I just wanted to learn the skills to add to the ministry. But that led to producing a documentary about the Ukrainian war, which I'm told I'm a co-producer. I'm told that that will be slowly released this year, but we'll see.
Wow. That's a pretty intense project.
Yeah. We helped raise some money for that. It was actually a former YWAM missionary who would go to, he went into the riots of Hong Kong a couple of years ago, documented that. He's been to some, he's done some short films himself, which have been to the different film festivals and things. But when he told me he was going to Ukraine, I was like, I wanted to go. But I was like, but I can't go, but what can I do? And I knew, hey, we could raise some money, send money, be co-producers of that. Because when I was in film school a couple of years ago, we had a behind the scenes of this gentleman who made multi-million dollar deals. Like he just made a $150 million deal with Marvel like the day before that he oh, was wow. Zooming with us. So he's in Australia on lockdowns. I forget his name at this time, but he's taken us around. He's on the Zoom as we're in Hawaii and taking us to the studios, you know, on his phone, showing us behind the scenes. And I was like, wait a second, I could be a producer. I could manage different things like that. So in my own way, I kind of did a portion of that, but an independent thing is totally different than big budget, multi-million dollar studio. But for the videography, a buddy of mine, he's running for the local House of Representatives here in Arizona, Legislative District 25. And he knows that I produce long form, short form videos and all that. And, you know, he's running. We shot a commercial and it's interesting what you could do in this day and age, because I've got this fancy, Adobe Premiere to edit things. Mm-hmm. And I've been trained in DaVinci to edit and stuff like that. But here it is. I shoot this video and I was going to edit it, but all of a sudden, just on his phone, he comes to me. He's like, Jared, this is a concept. He edited it. And I was like, no, we're running with that. That is the finished product on his phone. I mean, you could do so
much. Yeah, that's crazy. Yeah. It's amazing how far technology has come. So are you wanting to get into like more film production? Like what are your goals for the future?
Yeah, great question. So, you know, it was like 25 years that I tabled that dream to be a movie director, producer, writer. But now here it is. God took me on a totally different route, you know, for years, combat zones in different places, ministry, which is a combat zone. Now that the last couple of years that been the co-producer doing the e-courses, and I have a short film of my own, I would like to capture God on film. I've interviewed Darren Wilson, who did the Finger of God, Father of Lights movies. And I actually met his wife and his son, River, a couple of years ago on a voluntourism trip to the Dominican Republic, which I have a bunch of that footage that I need to edit. Mm-hmm. That's almost a year and a half old, but it's sitting there. And I was just thinking about that the other night because I want to capture God on film. And that's what we did. We actually, you know, it's like, you know, following people around, you could film on your camera, you could film on a DSLR, you know. So I was actually using one of Darren Wilson's cameras that he'd loaned to his son River on that trip. And so I'm capturing this stuff. And then my wife is on the camera. She's like, I don't know what to do. I was like, just click, turn this button on and then follow me. So got all that footage. And I know that I'd like to turn that into a documentary and add to it. And so now that I'm focused on working with my friend Nick on his campaign, I'd like to do a salesumentary, like a 15 to 17 minute long video of him, you know, his day-to-day grind on the political trail, and make it look really good. I do want to produce and co-produce more documentaries, kind of like what Darren Wilson has. I need to obviously complete my own, but there are other ideas as well. In this day and age, you can do so much with short form, long form, and videos and movies because people are consuming that. You and I both know if you're in the podcast world, my advice to all podcasters is have a video format of it too.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Even if it starts out as audio and then move into video later, like, yeah, having all video ready to go, because everything's moving in that direction anyways.
Yeah. Well, and then, like, for me, it was just audio for podcasting. It's just my laptop and a Blue Yeti interviewing my friends. And then the door opened. I'd been blogging for Charisma Magazine for a few years, probably since like 2015, 2016. And I had a goal for my podcast to be on their network. And then the door opened. But I added video form. I just did a revival at a friend's church in Ohio in, I think, February of 2020. And he told me about this new thing called StreamYard. I was like, cool, I'll check that out. Within a week, I started StreamYard. The first time I actually live streamed using that, it went viral. And then Charisma took that interview and said it was one of the top five most influential or top five prophetic words of 2020, because I interviewed this friend who prophesied about what was coming. And we know what happened. I think this was March 7th or March 8th of 2020. March 10th or so is when the lockdown started. And then what my friend had prophesied, the BLM riots and all this other stuff came true, right? And so that thing went viral in time. So people consumed the video format on YouTube, on Rumble, on wherever you could put it, on Odyssey. You know, don't just have your videos on YouTube or TikTok or whatever, like put it everywhere. Okay. So people would consume the audio format on all the podcast platforms or the video format, because I think chances are, I think a huge percentage of people who are watching you on YouTube are actually just listening to you on YouTube because they're working. Right. So do whatever you can. God will open the doors and God will make it for his glory. Do what he wants, but whatever you can do, go for it. Try it out. Test it. Try and fail, succeed.
Mm-hmm. Do you have your own podcast right now?
Oh, yeah. I've got three of them.
Okay, tell us only about three? Them.
Only three. And that's what I was saying earlier, is when you get into content creating, but also when you know you're in God's will, when you know, like, you were born for this, it's like the door is open. You don't have to struggle. You don't have to wrestle about it. You know, and then these ideas start flowing. Now, it's for a time. I'm not expecting to have the same podcast for the rest of my life. I would love to get into TV production, turning my podcast into more of a sit-down talk show interview style with some entertaining stuff. I mean, I got some ideas about what that could look like. But my first podcast is Adventures in the Spirit with Jared Lasky, where I interview people who share their God stories. And then I've got a teaching one, because I do webinars and seminars and some revivals. I take that audio and or video and put it on Spirit Empowered Living. And the latest one is a friend of mine, John Natale, and I, we discuss the news with a prophetic perspective, and that's going really well. And, you know, currently
I can imagine today there's so much to talk about.
Yeah, and to discern, because the Bible talks to us about, you
exactly.
know, discern the times, right? You could clearly discern the times and seasons, but can you discern the times? I'm paraphrasing what Jesus was saying in Luke, I think it's 12 or Luke chapter 13. You know, can you discern the times? We need to do that here and now and see, hey, you know, but also what is God doing in this, and how can we partner with him through it, and how can we pray, you know? Mm-hmm. So I hope it encourages more people.
Yeah. Awesome. Those sound fantastic. And of course, like, are they available? Like, is it wherever anybody gets their podcasts, or is it somewhere specific? Every time I listen to podcasts, I say, you can get it in this place, in this place, in this place, or wherever you get your podcasts. And I feel like, did you just not want to list the rest? Or is this like, to me, it always sounds funny whenever they say that. I know it's true, but it's kind of just a funny way of putting it.
Yeah, well, because there's hundreds of different podcast places. I mean, most of us know about Apple, Spotify, Google, but then what about was it GeoSavin, Podbean, Buzzsprout, Anchor. I mean, after a while, I can't go through the list. Like,
yeah, and that's what I kind of, yeah, that's what I feel like people, it's like they pull up their list, download on Apple and Spotify, wherever you get your podcast, like, just finish off the list that way. So yeah I always just find it interesting, but everybody says it that way.
Yeah. Well, yeah. There are some catchphrases, catchwords that we all, buzzwords, if you will, that we all say anywhere you listen to podcasts. I mean, even I've got that on my, I think my closing for my podcast, like download anywhere, but whether you're listening or watching or whatever it is, you know, I just hope that is edifying people and equipping people and evangelizing people. But also, if you're a podcaster, take your RSS feed, go to as many places as you possibly can and drop that link in to auto-populate on whatever platform that is. I mean, you'd be surprised at how many downloads I get in some undisclosed nations that it should be banned from. You know what I mean?
Interesting.
Just take that, start dropping it anywhere and everywhere on, you know, platforms. But also, how can you reach the underground church through your content? Mm-hmm. Telegram. That's a secret. Okay. Like Telegram, there are channels you could preach or you could drop your content and people in the underground church of undisclosed nations, because I don't want to call them out. You know, I don't want persecution, but you could reach people just through taking that audio, putting it on Telegram on your phone. Boom. And you could reach people. You could reach a house church. You could reach up to 25,000 people, underground Christians, just through Telegram.
Wow. Wow. Yeah, I didn't realize that. Okay. So it seems like your area of expertise is kind of more in this podcast world. And so I want to talk more about that, since podcasting is one of those things that is definitely growing. It's still considered fairly new, I guess, in our culture compared to television or news or radio or whatever. Podcasting kind of has its own thing. So let's get into a little bit more about that. I want to know what you've learned, since it seems like you were in it kind of from the beginning, right? So, and it's kind of morphed on its own as it is, but like, what have you learned, what used to be, what does, and maybe is not any longer?
Yeah, well, you always move on to other things and you try different things out. But yeah, early on, I mean, when my wife was surprised, she's like, you should, you know, start podcasting. Do you know what that is? I was like, yeah, because when I was a youth pastor in Jacksonville, North Carolina in 2010 to 2015, as I shared earlier, I'd take the audio, drop it in some random place and app, what is now Apple Connects, I think is what they call it. And, you know, just, I mean, there's like 1,000 downloads of one of those back in the day, you know, like I could actually look on some site where I took the audio and it could show me, I forget the name of that site now. I mean, everything is improved, and, you know, then they got their paywalls that you have to, if you want to see where your stats are at, you have to pay so much, or, you know, things like that. I guess they got to make their own money one way or another, but I just love interviewing people. I love capturing people's God stories, and you learn, you know, how to edit, you learn how to interview people, you learn how to be a great guest, but you also just need to laugh at yourself. You know, you learn a lot because sometimes the audio, it could be a mess. And how do you clean that up? And how do you, you know, if you're in the middle of an interview and, you know, a tech issue happens, or how do you say, because I used to live stream everything, right? After 2020, I mean, especially I was dropping like 2 or 3 episodes a week during that crisis, right? Just to encourage people. But man, in 2020 and late 2020, people didn't know some etiquette. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like they didn't know if, you know, to silence their notifications, right, on their computer. I mean, I've got some audio that I dropped from during the lockdowns that I'm interviewing two friends, and he was a businessman, but he didn't, you know, he's a great guy. He's one of my best friends, but he knows this now that he didn't turn off his notifications. And then sometimes if someone's on their phone and you're interviewing them, and someone texts them, what is the, you know, pay attention, focus.
Yeah.
Because if that person receives a text message, clicks on that message, boom, that takes out the feed.
Oh, right? Man.
You know, like, yeah, and, yeah. Just, and also people don't read their information. I've had people be like, I send them, you know, this information, have them read it. And then, I don't know, you know, but some people hire PR agents for them. So they're just there to sit there and talk and promote their book and everything like that, or whatever it is. So they don't have time to read that, because they're just going from interview to interview to interview. Because I work with like 6 or 7 different PR agents now. So it used to just be inviting people that I knew, having them on. But then it became PR agents, and it's become this whole big thing, which it's been a lot of fun. And, you know, if you have fun, keep doing it.
Yeah. And so for people that are, let's say if they're an actor wanting to break in as an actor, do you think a podcast would be a way to help get their name and their face and, you know, to get themselves out there? I know, like, for example, let me just back up here. So a comedian, a stand-up comedian, you know, they do their thing. And then a lot of the time, comedians will work that into building into an acting career or maybe a writing career or something like that, or both. But for an actor, like, how do you think would a podcast or even podcast guesting, how could podcasts help an actor to, you know, further their career?
Yeah, that's a great question. I'll honestly say that don't do it unless God tells you to do it or he confirms it. I mean, even the Bible says, you know, by the mouth of 2 or 3 witnesses, even in a positive sense, if people start coming to you and start saying, hey, you should podcast. And someone else comes to you, you know, who didn't know that other person, you know, just start, you know, you just kind of, you don't put out feelers, but if the Holy Spirit's telling you to do something and then you get some witnesses, it's like, go for it. But if, say, I see too many people make the mistake of being excited to podcast and they launch and then they stop after 2, 3, 4, 5 episodes. Mm-hmm. A lot of them think that they'll be making money on it first thing. You're not going to be making money on it unless you get tens of thousands of downloads or you find somebody who believes in what you do, who sponsors you. And even then, they still want to see an ROI, a return of investment. The average downloads the first time you launch a podcast is less than 30 downloads. Okay. And this is coming from one of the
presidents. Yeah, those are like your mom, your dad, your cousin, your brother, the guy at your church.
And some
maybe
guy
some Pakistan. Friends from high school. Yeah, yeah.
And who starts reaching out to you asking for money. Okay. God bless them. I've had hundreds of them do that. And then the founder, one of the founders of Libsyn, it's on a podcast coach podcast that was out there for a while. He'd said, if you get 40 downloads per episode for for 3 months straight, you're on to greatness. And I've been part of some Facebook groups and people are like, how do you monetize this? How do you do that? How do you do that? It's going to take a few years. It wasn't until last year that I was able to get dynamic ads inserted into my stuff. So an $8 check that hits the bank, awesome, right? I think I've averaged about 5,000 downloads a month just on one podcast, right? I have had a month where it was 20,000 downloads, but that's because I wrote an article that went viral. And so, you know, but don't think that you'll be famous. Don't think that it's going to just ride the wave and just know that it's a short time. Just keep hustling for the Lord. So I guess back to answer your question. Do it if God tells you to do it or other people start confirming you to do it. Don't expect there to be hundreds of downloads unless, or thousands of downloads unless you already have a following. Now, I've had to build from the ground up, but my first episode on my first second podcast, because I rebranded to Adventures in Spirit, it had 3,000 downloads. That's unheard of for the most part for a launch. Mm-hmm. but that's also because I think I'd added it to an article right. that people read. So,
and you know, it wasn't the first one.
No.
Like, first episode, but not your first podcast.
Yeah. And even now, like I look back on the first podcast, which I had like 20 some episodes, and it's still among the top 10% of podcasts. And that wasn't even an RSS. That was through a burner, a burner feed that my web designer had. And I'd send him the audio. He'd put it in this burner and it auto-populate, you know, and things are different now. I still haven't answered your question that well, Jacqueline.
Well, really, you are doing a really good job because I think you're bringing some reality into it, which is really important. Because I, you know, we did meet in a Facebook group for Christian podcasters, and I do see the same kinds of questions: how do I monetize and things like that. And so, one of the questions that I saw recently was, should I, like, I have this great story, you know, that I want to be able to share my testimony. Should I start my own podcast or should I be a guest? And so my response to that was definitely start with guesting, because being a guest on a podcast is very different than having your own podcast. The degree of commitment, for one, is very different. When you're a guest on someone's show, let's say if you do it and after like the first or second or third time or whatever, you decide like, oh man, this is exhausting, or I don't enjoy it. Well, then you don't have to keep going, and you haven't lost anything. It's not like you gave up on a commitment or people are counting on it. Like, there's just zero pressure to do more podcasts if you're a guest. You can be a guest for as long as it makes sense, right? And if in that you realize, oh man, I love this, I would love to be able to, you know, produce it myself. Similar to, you know, I'm a screenwriter, so there's a lot of times where like, I write the screenplay and I just want to sell it. I'm not interested in producing it myself. But then there's a couple where it's like, well, actually, I think I would want to put the work in. For me, it's worth it. And so for podcasting, it's kind of a similar thing where you need to find out where your level of commitment is. But if you have zero experience, it's really hard to figure out where your level of commitment is. So yeah, I would recommend guesting first, especially if you can get on shows with people that already have a following. Like if their podcast is doing really well, well, there you go. You get yourself out there.
Yeah. Well, know your niche, right? Know what God has called you to do. Don't try to be a jack of all trades and all of it, right? Like just know, you know what your lane is and stay in your lane, you know? And as a guest, also have a one pager, you know, have something available that they could see, that they could quickly read. Or as you know this, as you start developing content, have your free downloads. I've coached so many people just for free, giving them free advice on podcasting. You know, have an opt-in, have your lead generator in your notes, have a link in your podcast description, a free download. Okay, so if whatever your niche is, I've had someone say that they're doing like a homeschool podcast. I was like, that's awesome. Great, because hey, that's your niche. But they're like, what do you mean a lead generator? I was like, well, come up with a document. 5 keys on how to pray for your homeschool kid. Or another free resource. 3 things to do before you put your kids to bed. Like say, you know, how to pray with them, how to read, you know, just something. Put that in that so that your audience gets into your email. So you need that email list to build. So you have your podcast, if that's what you're doing, or, you know, you're even a guest on a podcast, you have that little small, little annoying pop-up that goes on your webpage when you refer people to your website. So they get the free download if they exchange it with their email address. Now they've exchanged it, they get the free download, and then you have your funnel, right? So now they get 4 emails, depending on what they signed up for, you know, or however many you want. You don't want to inundate their inbox, but
yeah,
if you have
sure.
like a 5-day challenge, like they sign up for your 5-day challenge every day, they get this email with the video or whatever else. Then in time, this is all free. in time, maybe you get a face-to-face Zoom with them. You know, maybe you offer an e-course, maybe you have a book, maybe you've got, I don't know, a DVD series. I don't know what people, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
It's just really easy and really simple, but have that process, you know, and then start funneling people But like for me, even today I get messages. I'll reach out to people, or they'll reach out to me. They'll go through an e-course or whatever. They get a Zoom call with me, where I'll pray with them or anything. But yeah, it's a lot of fun.
Yeah. So is that okay? So we're talking about the funnel. Is that more toward moving like in how to monetize? Because, we're talking about, okay, you get to know them, you have your lead magnet, and then you can work towards selling whatever it is, but you start with the free stuff. Is that about like monetizing? So it's not necessarily the podcast, but the podcast moves through the funnel toward the sale?
That's great.
Am I understanding?
Yeah, that's a way, one way.
Okay.
I would say be faithful to what God has shown you, because some people build it differently. Like they end up going from one thing into podcasting. There are so many different options. I don't want to say like this is the way, but it's right. Worked for me. It really has worked for me, because but a lot of it is free, and a lot of it in time. Now I could do one-on-ones, or I could do large events or small events or home groups or whatever, doing conferences and seminars and things. And other people have done it the other way. I know some ministers who were doing the big events, and then they turned it into the podcast, in different directions. So there's so many different things that you could do with that. But for me, especially someone who has just started out podcasting, I tell them, get that lead generator, know what you want. I mean, at first it's a hobby.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's on. Yeah, it has to be.
You're working 40 hours a week, 45 hours a week. And some people tend to think that it'll explode and blow up or whatever. But no, man, just be faithful to what God has told you to do. Do it. Take the pressure off yourself. And just watch what he's going to do through it. Mm-hmm. There are strategies. Even churches have strategies. Right? On how do I reach the lost? How do I pull, you see the Rick Warren circles, how do I get the crowd, the community? How do I get them into the core group, get them into the church or into the core, so it's okay to also experiment and try and fail, and have fun, laugh at yourself when you fail, and just be like, okay, how do I succeed mm-hmm. from this? What did I learn from this?
Yeah. Well, exactly. And life is so much about like learning experiences. And I think actually we can learn more when we fail the first time, because we're paying more attention when we look back at, because it's not very often that we succeed at something and look back and be like, okay, so what did I do right? We're just happy we succeeded and we move on. But when we fail, then we stop and we look back and we actually assess what happened, what worked, what didn't work, why did I end up where I ended up? And you can learn so much more from that process of assessing your own experiences, I want to ask you something. The balancing ministry, wanting to do something that you're called to God for, but then there's also the reality of I have bills to pay, combining pursuing your calling and making money, earning an income. How do you balance those out? Do you have something specific that you think about, or is there like a box that you put stuff in? Like, how do you manage that balance?
Yeah. So, doing the ministry and doing, conferences and things that helps, but for the most part, everything goes back into the ministry, whether it's, Bibles for Missions for Pakistan or for India or for Kenya, these people who have limited access, if any, to printed versions of the Bible or even digital versions of the Bible. For the most part, I've done things. For a few years, I was a private military contractor, security guy, and paid really well. Now I'm a veteran. I fought my wars, Iraq, Afghanistan. Those are in the past, right? And I got supernaturally healed of PTSD in 2018. And then I went back to Afghanistan in 2020 as a private military contractor and had nothing but love. So I was paid really well. So I would batch. So I was podcasting and produced e-courses and still writing articles, but I batched my podcast episodes. So I'd get 3-4 months of content done. right? Mm-hmm. And then I just take it with me, have it saved in a couple places. Always save it in multiple places.
Yes.
Okay. So I take my hard drive on my laptop and computer, and I would just edit it as I go, or I would just automate it. I'd edit a whole bunch, automate it, and then walk away. And then when it hits, you post it, or you could even automate your Facebook, right? Mm-hmm. You could automate so much. And people seriously thought that I was in the US when I was in Afghanistan in 2020 to early 2021. So that's how I was making a living. Now it's just full-time ministry focused, you know, spending time with Jesus, interviewing people, being in, I released a book, which is doing well. I'm promoting that. So anyway, that's what I'm doing now. But you have to learn. So like most people are working the 9 to 5. Okay. When can you podcast? When can you make that resource? Well, sometimes you have to burn the midnight oil. You know, sometimes you got to do it earlier in the day or before you go to work or whatever, you know. But really, one of the main things is put it in your calendar and it will get done.
Oh, I agree. Absolutely. I've been a big fan of, getting stuff in the calendar. Then, you know, it actually has a time and a place that it exists. You know, if it's not on the calendar and if it's just an idea floating around, then it may not actually ever get done.
Yeah. Yeah. That's one of the things, like my wife and I, we've got this computerized calendar here on the phone. But I need something. I need it physical. I need a physical mm-hmm. copy. That's why, like, when it comes to books and the PR agents that I work with, if they send it to me as an ebook or a PDF, I'm sorry, that's just not me. But if it's a physical book, I'll read it, you know. So just for me, you know, putting it on the calendar, that's something I learned early on. I'd get it done, you know. But if you want a podcast and God's telling you to do it, then go for it or create more content or whatever it is, you know. But also don't sacrifice your family, you know, don't sacrifice your family. Your family's more important. I've got older kids now, so I'm able to do a little bit more. I have friends who are empty nesters who are doing a lot more, you know, they've got TV shows and all that.
Wow.
But that comes in time, you know?
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, absolutely. That's the same for us. You know, when we were raising our kids before they graduated and moved out on their own, we were pretty much focused on that. You know, like in the background, I was learning, you know, writing and starting to build that career. But it was after they left home that we were able to go 100% into what we wanted to do. And so now it's just the two of us. So, you know, I kind of felt like I didn't want to risk too much when I was raising the kids, because if something happened and went belly up and we were, you know, if things went really, really wrong, I didn't want to risk my kids, you know, upsetting their lives too much while they were growing up. Right. And so now that it's just the two of us, like, we can take incredible risks with, you know, what we invest in or what we do with our time, where we travel, all that kind of stuff. Like, we have so much that we can control without having to worry about how it affects the kids, because they're on their own now. So I think there's something amazing to be said about that, you know, and just recognizing what season are you in. And like what you were saying with, you know, trusting God for that stuff, like, is he calling you to it? And maybe you are being called to something, but maybe you're also being called to build toward actually pursuing it in the future, because maybe it's not for today. Maybe it's for some, like, a season in the future. But there are things that you can do today that will prepare you for that season when it comes.
Yeah. And the best place to be prepared is, you know, for me, the presence of God. In his presence, be obedient to him, to his word, and what he's telling you to do, and also what he's telling your family to do. Unfortunately, I've got an 18-year-old son who's now with YWAM, which is awesome. He's in Madagascar on his mission trip. But it wasn't until about a little less than a year ago that we started putting together our family purpose, our family mission statement, what our core values are, and coming up with our own code of arms. And I've got some great friends, the Bixbys, who emphasize family. And they got this saying, whoever wins the family wins the culture in the end, which is true, right? And so I'm just like, man, I wish I would have known this 15, 16 years ago.
Right.
But now I've got two 14-year-olds and an 11-year-old. He's going to be 12 here in the next week and a half. But we're going through this stuff, being intentional. So don't sacrifice your family for your career or for your ministry or thinking that it's the podcast world or whatever. Do what God's told you to do, but keep your family in mind. So it's, your faith is important, your time with God and your family, right? But that's just something I want people to know. Like, hey, don't be in a hurry. I had a health emergency like almost a year ago now. It changed the trajectory of my life, right? It changed everything. Made me a kinder, gentler person, intentional.
That's awesome.
Jesus was there with me. It was scary, but it's like, it's made me a kinder person. It's made me make priorities. Like, I was making really good money, Jacqueline, really good money as a private military contractor, right? Deploy for 100 and some odd days and come back, right? And then spend some many months at home and then deploy again or whatever. It's not worth it. That money, the running and gunning and being the cool guy, it's not worth it, man. What's worth it? Jesus, family, my wife, my kids, everything else. That's about third or fourth in the priority list,
Right, yeah.
And it's a lot of fun, but too many people I see are sacrificing, their family when they on an altar when they shouldn't be. Your career comes later. That's bottom of the priority list. God provides.
And I think that's very easy to fall into in the film industry, because it's one of those industries that has like high demand, but there's not a lot of planning, as far as knowing ahead of time what your schedule is going to be, especially for actors. Sometimes like you can get cast in something and it's like maybe the next day or 2 weeks later, or it's not always something where you have a lot of time that you can plan and work around and make sure that, you are taking care of all of the other responsibilities that you have to juggle. It's kind of like, make a decision right now. Are you going to drop everything and go to this job or not? And so it can be kind of demanding, especially for background actors or, the non-principal actors. It's kind of that thing, but and maybe even also for crew, like sometimes like an opportunity comes up and then you get this call and it's like you got to make a decision, are you going to go or not? And yeah, so there's a lot of juggling that happens. I really appreciate that you were saying like, make sure you have your priorities straight. I guess like always pray before you make that decision. Sometimes God is actually calling you to do this, and sometimes he's calling you to stay home with your family and, to be in communion with God, to be able to understand and recognize his voice when he speaks. That's like the most important.
Yeah. Amen. I couldn't have said it any better. That is the most important.
Thank you so much for sharing your wisdom with us today and for getting to know you. It was really nice to meet you. I would say in person, but on the screen, I get to see your face while you're talking. Let's just say that. There we go.
Yeah, well, it's an honor. It's a pleasure to be on your podcast and meet you virtually. I mean, some years ago, we never would have considered this for media,
exactly.
For ministry, for podcasting and things like that. Now it's like, meeting people face to face. I mean, we're back to it, but here it is 2024. So we'll see what happens this year. It's an election year, but we do need more face to face and things like that. I mean, there are some people I've been doing podcasts with virtually for the last 2-3 years. I still haven't met them in person, but I will.
Right. Yes.
Like, this is the year.
It'll happen.
I'll meet them in person.
Do you want the power of God to be evident in your life? Do you need to receive the baptism with the Holy Spirit? Are you curious about the spiritual gift of speaking in tongues? And do you want it in your life? My wife and I have a free e-course available for you called The Baptism with the Holy Spirit, where you will learn the biblical truth and spiritual reality of the baptism with the Holy Spirit. And you'll hear true stories of how people receive the promised gift. The videos in this e-course will expand your knowledge and understanding of the Holy Spirit baptism. You'll be drawn closer in relationship with the Holy Spirit and receive prayer and activation into the baptism of the Holy Spirit. You can also go through it with a small group of friends, a church class, or a discipleship group. You could download the accompanying PDF for each lesson and apply the principles to your life and take the action steps. Your faith will grow as you read the scriptures, watch the videos, and participate in the activation. The gift is for you. The gift is for today. The gift is to empower your spiritual life. We know that you will finish this course with the divine empowerment that comes through the baptism of the Holy Spirit. So start your journey today. Go to charismacourses.com/collections and click on Jared Lasky and enroll in the Baptism of the Holy Spirit e-course.
So Jared, I was wondering about your experience with the YWAM Film School. It's the first time I've heard of it. I do know they have a variety of programs, but film school is interesting. And of course, our listeners could very well be interested in something like that. Tell us about it. Where is it? How long? What's your experience?
Yeah, love to. I enjoyed the School of Digital Filmmaking and Youth with a Mission. It was in Kona, Hawaii. And so it was a three-month school. So Youth with a Mission is the largest missions agency in the world. Mm-hmm. And so the flagship, you have to go through a discipleship training school, which is a three-month lecture phase with a two-month mission trip. So about close to 6 months. That is the initial school that you have to go through. I did that 25 years ago, 1998, 99, and then a secondary school. But after your discipleship training school, you could go to any other school that YWAM offers. And that Youth with a Mission offers, also known as the University of the Nations. So they could grant degrees and different things like that, but they specialize in discipleship and missions. So you have to take the discipleship training school for the 5-6 months, and then you could jump into the secondary schools. And the School of Digital Film is one. There is a School of Acting. There's a lot of different schools. There's the Creative Media School that my friend Joel Rogers does of InnoVision Studios right there at YWAM Kona. And so a bunch of different things. So if you feel called to do that, whether it's in life or ministry or missions, I'd say, you know, I'd encourage you to do it. And now some of the discipleship training schools even teach you some of those skills as you're in the discipleship training school, but then you specialize in the secondary school, because let's admit it, if you're a missionary agency, missionaries still also need to make money one way or another. Like,
that's,
you know,
right.
So mm-hmm. It's a great skill to have, or you could even go from there into a film school or different things. But for me, I loved it. It was 3 months of learning everything, editing, screenplay, you know, directing, you know, being a director of photography, lighting. I mean, it was a crash course. It was nonstop. I was the old guy of the group. I was 41 at the time, and everybody else was 18, 19, 20, but I was like the big brother, right? But I loved it so much. I would recommend it to someone, especially younger people, you know, check it out for, about 3 months.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much.
Yeah. Draw near to Jesus. He will draw near to you. You know, your calling and your career are in his hands, and he loves you so much. You know, his Holy Spirit empowers you to be a better equipped witness for Jesus, and he'll open the doors and he'll close some doors that shouldn't be open. And, you know, draw near to him. It's the most amazing adventure in the Holy Spirit.
Thank you so much for listening to Adventures in the Spirit with Jared Lasky, a podcast that activates you to live the supernatural life. Subscribe to this podcast on your favorite podcast platform and share it with your friends. Leave a 5-star rate and review, which helps us reach more people with the love and power of the Holy Spirit, and partner with us at firebornministries.com. And may you live your best spirit-empowered life and have your own adventures in the Holy Spirit.